Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 12 February, Thursday, 2015. Thank you so much for joining us. And I really mean that. I am so much, encouraged. I'm so encouraged by the listeners that are hungry for the truth, that don't back down, that want to know what is really taking place, and what do we do in this world? Now, if you don't watch television, then you are free of a lot of the, suppression, I guess, or the mental confusion that you would get from watching television. But I like to tell you, according to what I'm seeing on there, the three top subjects each day, because that is the mantra for the day. That is the agenda, if you will, to use a trite term. But it's Ukraine. It is the girl that was killed. And it is ISIS. It's kind of been that for the last few days. And it's, I think, more, it is more of a programming than I've ever seen on ISIS. I mean, I kind of forced myself to watch for several hours yesterday, because what we're seeing is a continuation of the idea that they want us to believe that ISIS is real, and watching these old file film photos of guys walking in a desert with a flag. I mean, are you kidding me? They have this one picture of this guy walking through this rocky desert area with an ISIS flag, trudging back and forth, or whatever he's doing. And it's just so comical, almost. And people are supposed to think, well, that's a bad guy there. These ISIS flags are, I don't know, if a guy has nothing more to do than carry a flag, maybe, I don't know, maybe they don't have enough to do. The Greek bailout process started yesterday. We'll talk about what the result was of that. And, of course, yesterday was the beginning of the ceasefire, question mark, in Ukraine. Is it going to hold, and is it going to work from the standpoint of all of the accusations that have been made against Putin? A strange turn of events in Yemen. Got to talk about what the Houthi rebels did to the United States military. Are you kidding me? Number one, are you kidding me that this happened? We'll talk about it. And then number two, why would you tell us about it? It's one of those, I don't think that's good press for you, but there's got to be some reason for doing it. And Canadians have sued the Bank of Canada. And the mainstream media and the government is blacking out this story. It's a pretty big case. And we'll talk about why it is significant. Today we're going to be talking to Tom DeWeese about ICLEI. If you're familiar with ICLEI, United Nations regulations that you will come under. Or may be under now. And also Agenda 21. Why is Agenda 21 so important? And he has some other reasons that we need to be aware of it, and another reason that I was not aware of. Then we'll be talking to Dr. Edwin Vieira. He has some pretty harsh words for patriots. Real harsh words for patriots. And, of course, his expertise as a lawyer is in the area of militias. He wrote like a 2,000-page book on militias. Man, how can you say that much on militias? Well, we'll find out, and we'll find out what he thinks needs to be done as a solution in this country. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for being part of the Power Hour, the truth movement, if you will, the real media, if you will. And I want to thank Alex for inviting me on his show next Monday. So at noon next Monday, Alex and I will be talking. It'll be interesting to see what we have to talk about together. Looking forward to that. Let's talk about international news. The Greek bailout talks fail to make any progress. The Guardian is reporting the new Greek government's confrontation with its Eurozone creditors over its campaign to relieve its staggering debt burden while also relaxing the terms of 5 years of austerity resulted in stalemate late on Wednesday. As you will recall, Greece began talks yesterday. The first proper negotiations between Greece and Eurozone finance ministers failed to make any progress or result in a joint statement. While no immediate agreement had been expected, the emergency meeting had been tipped to produce a framework for talks to be finessed over the next few days before a further meeting next Monday. And at the same time that the Greek bailout talks are taking place, the Greek Prime Minister Tsipras was invited to visit China, according to Sputnik News. The news comes a day after the minister of the Greek new government said the country may turn to China if the European Union, that's called Plan B, by the way, refuses to cooperate with the country to overhaul the bailout commitments. Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras was invited to visit the Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. Again, Plan B, kind of in your face, European Union. And then we move to Ukraine, because the talks, of course, are going on. And I still want to go back to the way that it is being framed by the news media. They are, this is according to the news media and the talking points. Poroshenko, Ukraine's President Poroshenko, is trying to get Putin to accept a peaceful resolution. Well, think about that. I mean, I think that's a huge statement. What does that imply? Putin doesn't want a peaceful resolution. He wants war. But see, that's just a statement. That is just the way that it's being worded to get you to think that Putin bad guy, wants to fight. And in reality, who is doing the fighting? And I just think that, the propaganda wars precede the real wars. And I just find it amazing as you listen to the wording. I mean, it's just like in this new War Powers, this resolution, this memorandum that the president has come out with. You listen to the wording and you realize, I mean, this could include war with Iceland if they wanted to. All they have to do is say, well, there's a ISIS member in Iceland and we got to go kill the people in Iceland. I mean, seriously, it's that broad. I mean, he's seeking this war power resolution against ISIS and wanting to be able to be given carte blanche to do anything and everything. You know, this morning when I woke up early, I was thinking about how, what is the business of this country? What is the United States involved in? Are they involved in peace, love, and understanding? No. They're involved in war, more war, and even more war. That's all the news is about, is killing people. But yet they don't want you to really come to that conclusion, so they make it really colorful, show you all kinds of pictures, justify it with, you know, this poor girl got killed, Kayla Mueller. And now they're padding the story. When I say padding the story, Kayla Mueller was killed, the ISIS members say, and like we're going to give them credit, right? But they say she was killed by a Jordanian airstrike, a Jordanian / U.S. airstrike. We know the U.S. is doing the war over there, the war against ISIS, if there is such a thing as ISIS and the war. But there is an excuse to go and kill people, and we know that's being done. So the excuse or the reason that ISIS says that she was killed is because of the Jordanian airstrikes / U.S. airstrikes. But the U.S. doesn't want to talk about that. They want to talk about how she lived, not how she died. Because that might implicate the fact that the U.S. is doing rash things and killing innocent people. But, oh, we can't let the American people think that. We're killing only bad guys. Surgical strikes against bad guys. No, it doesn't happen that way. Well, when I say they're padding the story for her with, now, well, they made her marry an ISIS guy. Now, really? Now, what information do you have base that upon? And so, really? And so, the ISIS husband was going to let her die in that building and that? Are you kidding me? It's just all so convoluted and ridiculous. And the average person, if you ask them, what is ISIS? All they would tell you is they're a bad guy somewhere in the world. I don't think if you went and asked somebody, you know, who is the leader of, and fill in the blank, I don't care what country, they probably wouldn't know. And they probably don't care. If you ask them, who is Tsipras? Who is Cece? Who is, you know, they don't know because they're not involved and they don't follow all of this wag the dog news. Is it important for us to cover it? I don't know. I am conflicted. Is it important for us to cover this, or is it more important for us to be focusing on something like Sandy Hook? And by the way, yesterday, one of the listeners was not happy with me saying that he is obsessed by Sandy Hook. I honestly meant that in a very positive way. She thought I meant it in a he's kind of crazy way. Not at all. Wolfgang Halbig, I think, is, I'm glad he's obsessed. I want him to become even more obsessed with the issue of what happened at Sandy Hook. So just to make sure there's no understanding on that, I think he's doing a tremendous job. And now that lawsuits have been filed for discovery, and I only wish I knew what was in those lawsuits for discovery, but I can hardly wait to find out. I don't know if they're sealed or not, but I sure am looking forward to that. Anyway, getting back to what's happening in with Putin, Belarus, where they had the meeting in the capital of Minsk. An agreement was reached in Minsk to stop hostilities in Ukraine. I believe we agreed on a big deal. That is a statement that Vladimir Putin gave. We agreed to a ceasefire starting at 00 on February 15th, he announced. The announcement comes after a marathon negotiation in the Belarusian capital between the leaders of Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany. And they're calling that the Normandy 4. Between Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany. And they're also saying that according to that Minsk deal, all foreign armed groups, military equipment, and mercenaries should leave Ukraine under the OSCE control. I want to talk about OSCE control in just a second. Moreover, the document calls for disarming all illegal groups in Ukraine. Heavy artillery withdrawal in Donbas is set to start soon and will be completed in 14 days. So said the Minsk document. The OSCE is a really a United Nations, I think it's, I forget which part of the charter it is, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is what it stands for. And it's supposed to be a quasi-independent organization. Yeah, you bet. Quasi-independent organization. And the IMF and Kiev have now agreed on a new $17.5 billion rescue plan for Ukraine, according to Lagarde, the head of the World Bank. Sputnik News says the program, which is part of a $40 billion package for Ukraine, still has to be approved by the IMF board. The IMF managing director, Christine Lagarde, was quoted as saying, if approved, it would be Ukraine's fourth IMF bailout in 10 years. You know, Lagarde has a bit of a checkered past. And remember when they came in and stormed her house and took a lot of her documents and equipment and everything? Never heard much about that afterwards, did you? That's kind of like the trial that's taking place in Aurora, Colorado. And I only divert to that because I spent some time looking it up last night to find out what's happening in that trial. And they're now picking the jury still. And they have had a tough time getting a jury so far for that. But you never hear anything about it. The killer, the killer, the killer, the shooter, and then all of a sudden it's no information. But there's been a lot happening, and I think maybe we will do a program on the Aurora shooter. And, you know, they're having an argument over whether the name of the theater should be announced also. I think that's strange. But anyway, is there going to be a bailout now for Ukraine? Probably. The U.S. will probably introduce and give to them whatever they choose to have in the way of weapons, because we're good at that, because it doesn't cost them anything. All it costs is debt. Really. We're going to be back after this four-minute break. We're going to talk about Yemen. This is a story of, are you kidding me? stupid news of what happened in Yemen. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. And talking about the news around the world, Yemen rebels seize U.S. weapons. Oh, here we go again. Can you believe it? Can you stand it to hear more of these stories of, oh, we are so stupid, they got all of our stuff? What? Do we have the most inept military in the world? Or what? The Houthi rebels you know, knuckle-dragging rebel guys in Yemen have reportedly seized all the U.S. Embassy's vehicles in Sanaa, that's the capital of Yemen, and the weapons of the Marines. What? Now, how embarrassing for the Marines. How flaming embarrassing. So the Marines just laid down their weapons and ran. You know, when you remove people from an embassy, it's planned out. It's organized. You have aircraft there. You put your weapons on the aircraft so the bad guys don't get them. But the Marines, I guess, were so scared they just left their Marine weapons and ran. Listen to this, the way the story is presented, because it makes me wonder, what are you thinking, telling people this? It makes the United States look less than weak. Anyway, Houthi rebels have reportedly seized all the U.S. Embassy's vehicles in Sanaa and the weapons of the Marines who were guarding it after the American ambassador and diplomats left Yemen's capital earlier Wednesday. Over 20 vehicles were taken by the militants after the Americans left for the airport. Now, I just want to add that they've been talking about closing down this embassy for a long time. This is not something that just happened Wednesday morning. So what you do is you say, okay, if we're going to close down this, well, I mean, I'm talking like I know how to run an embassy. I don't mean that. But militarily, if you don't want your weapons to get into the hands of the quote-unquote bad guys, then you remove them and take them to the next country closest to where they have an embassy or military base, which is, my goodness, United States has a military base everywhere. Anyway, over 20 vehicles were taken by the militants after the Americans left for the airport. Can't you see them saying, okay, I got my suitcase, we're ready to go, and off to the airport. Let's just leave all this stuff here. A top Sanaa airport official told CNN that the Houthis also prevented the departing U.S. Marines from taking their weapons on the plane with them. Man, these guys are powerful. Think about that. You know, they have U.S. military aircraft. Are you telling me that the Houthi rebel says, okay, guys, hand us all your weapons before you get on your military aircraft? What? That makes the U.S. Marines look like they're not even competent. Some of the weapons were seized by the rebels, while the rest were handed over to random airport employees by U.S. troops. I'm sorry, I cannot even buy this story. I cannot buy this story. Moving on. Canadians have now sued the Bank of Canada. The media and the government are blacking out this story. Constitutional lawyer Rocco Galati won yet another round of appeals set forth by the Bank of Canada in a case involving two Canadians who filed an action in federal court to restore the Bank of Canada to its original purpose and operations. Now, this lawsuit was originally filed in 2011 by this attorney named Rocco Galati. The Bank of Canada, to its original purpose and operations, is what they want to see, and they know that the people are being taken and used by these banks. It's a really significant story, but you're not going to hear about it. The mainstream media and the government have blacked it out for reasons that appear to stem from fear of how the public will react to realizing that they've been systematically enslaved for decades. Wow. We can only hope that that continues. And you can go to the news section or the email blast and see that story. That is a powerful story, ladies and gentlemen, of a bank that is being sued. I mean, they got a couple of older people to do the lawsuit. And I'm not quite sure how this originated, but I think you'll find it really interesting. When we come back, this new memorandum thingy, this new I can do anything I want because I'm the president when it comes to war, let's talk about that after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. You know, we say that over and over again because it is. It's all about the truth. If you can find it, and that is the tough part, we try to do our part here at the Power Hour. Obama's force authorization, though, you know, this new war entitlement that he wants, which means I can do anything anywhere and kill anybody at any time if I want to, because I'm the President of the United States, and we are the... Of course, the biggest power in the free world, and we are so important, and we wear the white hat, and we're the good guys, and everybody else is a bad guy. Well, Ron Paul has said what I believe is that the president is requesting Congress to pass an authorization for the use of military force. Now, this is called the AUMF. That's the way they're referring to it on TV. AUMF. To pass this authorization for the use of military force resolution against ISIS. Congress has not issued a similar resolution since 2002 when Bush was given the authority to wage a war against Iraq. So now they can say, well, you know, partisan foreign policy, Bush did it, so now Obama can do it. But he wants a little bit more power and a little bit more authority. The purpose of this resolution is to give official authority to the president to do the things that he's already been doing, basically, for the past 6 years. Seems strange, but that's typical for Washington. President Obama's claim is that he does not need the authority anyway. He doesn't need the authority to do anything. He can do anything, kill anybody, anytime. Well, there may be a few constraints there, but not many. That's for sure. And now it's said, according to Zero Hedge, that Obama, with this authorization, may attack ISIS in any country he chooses, deploy ground troops on a whim, and delay the Afghanistan pullout. Surprise, surprise. The Nobel Peace Prize winning president, who's killed more people in his administration, was busy yesterday. Not only did he petition Congress earlier to declare war on the Islamic State, a non-country, think about that, and a non-army, which technically doesn't exist, but that works out so well for them. But now he plans to expand his war powers to any other place in the world. And not only that, according to Reuters, Obama is considering a request from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to slow the pace of withdrawal of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. To kill anybody, anytime, any place. Like I said, if they can attack ISIS anywhere, and poor Iceland, if they happen to have an ISIS member, uh-oh. Think about it. Or if they label you a sympathizer to ISIS, what is that going to do here in the United States? I mean, we don't put anything past them any longer. And when would an anti-war activist back arms sales? I like this headline. Well, whenever he's the Secretary of State. That's right. Remember John Kerry was such an anti-war activist after Vietnam? In the past decade and a half alone, he's voted for the war in Iraq, strongly defended drone strikes, was a chief advocate for the bombing of Syria in 2013, and was by far the most hyperbolic cabinet member calling for years-long multi-country war against ISIS. Do you all see that the House of Representatives and the Senate, plus all of the executive members of the administration, they are all handmaidens for whatever the agenda is? And remember, it's not Obama that is calling the shots. It's the powers behind that administration, the secret powers behind that administration. And when they want something done, then their lackeys in the House and the Senate get it done for them. And that's why they keep out the Ron Paul types of people, because they make things a bit of a mess, starting to have a conscience and call things like they should be. But John Kerry, who was such an anti-war protester, sure developed a change of color when he started getting his pockets filled. U.S. is withdrawing most of the troops that are fighting Ebola in West Africa. A global health crisis is receding, they say. And of the 2,800 troops the U.S. deployed, you know, gosh, I thought there were only 300, but I guess that's how it works. Of the 2,800 troops the U.S. deployed, that's a lot of troops, just 100 will remain in West Africa after April 30th. About 1,500 of the troops have already returned home. Those staying in West Africa will work with Liberia's military, the regional partners, and the U.S. civilians to continue fighting Ebola. Do we know what's really going on with Ebola? No, we don't. We absolutely don't. And that is by design. There's a Texas bill now that's going to grant officials greater authority to enforce quarantines. State officials will have greater authority to control disease outbreaks, including isolating Texans at risk of spreading Ebola or other infectious diseases. Under the proposed legislation that has drawn bipartisan support, the bill, unveiled at news conference Wednesday, closely tracks recommendations from the Texas Task Force on Infectious Disease Preparedness and Response, created in October when the nation's first Ebola case was diagnosed in Dallas. And there are some 50 bills now for mandatory vaccination and increasing or removing the waivers. Removing the waivers from the ability for people to use them. And we need to get busy. We need to do some work on this. I need to get Don Richardson on the program from Texas. I'll see if I can get her on tomorrow to talk about what actions we can take, because we need to be dealing with this. And, you know, if you don't care about your own exemption, then just sit there and don't do anything about it, because you're going to lose it. If you fight for it, there's a chance to save the exemptions. But it's going to take everybody doing that. And Sherry Tenpenny is only one person. Dr. Tenpenny is only one person. And Don Richardson, one person. They need your help. The military is implanting microchips in Guantanamo Bay. Detainees are getting those prior to release, so says Kit Daniels. I don't know what the evidence for that is, but the government is implanting trackable microchips, they say, into Guantanamo detainees prior to their release. I believe it, without a doubt. Using nanotechnology first tested on U.S. troops, according to a Marine and other high-level sources. In 2010, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah asked the Obama administration to implant the microchips into the detainees to track their movements upon release, according to the incredible source, WikiLeaks. And now it appears the Pentagon has agreed to the request. I think they've probably been doing it for years. Filmmaker was documenting abuses in CPS and children murdered under state custody before he died, according to Health Impact News. In 2009, Bill Bowen released a trailer for a documentary film he was producing exposing corruption within Child Protective Services throughout the United States. The film is called Innocence Destroyed. And he died. What a shame. Senator Sessions slams Obama administration program to transport children of Amnesty the illegals to the United States. Jeff Sessions expressed outrage Tuesday at the recent Obama administration refugee program that allows certain illegal immigrants granted amnesty to bring their children living abroad to the United States. Also, a federal judge has now awarded an illegal alien, are you ready for this, nearly $500,000 after being shot by a Border Patrol agent. U.S. District Court Judge James Soto awarded an illegal alien $500,000 after he was shot in the back by a Border Patrol agent. They imprisoned the Border Patrol agent, and he said, "But he threw a rock at me." The judge ruled against the government and ruled in favor of the illegal alien. Don't you wish that they would rule in favor of some of the patriots sometime? And L.A. schools are going to provide free lawyers for illegal alien kids. The Board of Education for the L.A. United School District has a new plan to help illegal alien students facing removal from the country. Have the district's lawyers volunteer time to help the students fight deportation. And Texas Border School is paying an ex-felon lawyer $300,000 a year, plus more. The president of the Donna Independent School District, Albert Sandoval, hired a convicted felon to be general counsel for the district and agreed to pay him $300,000 a year in retainer fees, plus $225 per hour for legal services. Wow, what a sweet deal. Those school districts have so much money, don't they? Where do they get it? The negotiating of the contract with this gentleman named Robert J. Salinas and his hiring was done without input from the school board. Minnesota police chief warns against regulating license plate readers. It's in Bloomington, population of 86,000, police chief Jeff Potts. This police chief has not so subtly warned state legislators that stopping police from warrantlessly tracking the movements of every motorist could play in ISIS hands. At a hearing on proposed state legislation that would limit the amount of time police can keep license plate tracking data on people suspected of no crime. And according to Paul Joseph Watson, and I did get this video yesterday from someone in Pasco, Washington, the confrontation between police occurred with a man who had thrown a rock. It appeared to be a younger man, threw a rock at a car in Pasco, Washington. Officers responded to reports of a disturbance at a nearby grocery store. The man reportedly had thrown this rock at a passing vehicle, and after a taser round failed to apprehend the individual, he ran across the street. Footage shows the man running away with his hands up as he turns around to face officers, and he was shot at least, I could hear, 10 times. Teach him to throw a rock, won't it? Was he mentally disturbed? Was he retarded? Well, he paid the price. Bank of America reportedly helped clients avoid taxes. Surprise, surprise. CNBC Bank, or CNBC News, says that Bank of America used its government-backed U.S. banking unit for years to finance controversial trades that help clients avoid taxes. Well, not you and me, but help them avoid taxes, you know, the elite. Record number of people are giving up their citizenship in the United States. That's fascinating. And you know something I've always wondered about, and that is, when you are filing a lawsuit, let's say against the government, a whistleblower suit, whatever, what's to keep the government from looking at that computer and saying, well, we have the right to do it because we are the government, and knowing everything in your case against the government? I've always wondered about this. For years, I'm sure it's been going on. And sure enough, Sputnik News says that a pair of private investigators hired hackers to infiltrate private computers to help clients who were involved in lawsuits against rival companies. Alleges that this indictment returned by a federal grand jury in California. In the indictment revealed Wednesday, federal prosecutors accused five defendants of orchestrating a plot to illegally forage in private computers, hacking into email, Skype accounts on behalf of their clients. And did you know that little known to most Americans, ambiguous language is a communication law passed in 1986, which extends the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizure, and it's only to electronic communication sent or received fewer than 180 days ago. In other words, if you sent an email or something more than 180 days ago, you're not covered. The language is known as the 180-day rule, and it allows government officials to treat any emails, text messages, or documents stored on remote servers. Can you spell the cloud? Because they consider that if you put it on the cloud, it is abandoned information and therefore accessible using administrative subpoena power. Beware. Did you know that if you have a smart TV and you try to stop it from eavesdropping, that you could be guilty of a felony? How dare you stop them from eavesdropping on you? Samsung is the first TV to be openly attacked by the media in a kind of a wimpy way by saying, did you know it could be possible for your TV to watch you? Or you hear this, is it possible for your TV to watch you? Now, wait a minute. Either it is or it isn't. So Samsung is kind of like not wanting to tell people this because it's kind of going to hurt the sales of TV. But they have a smart TV that will watch you now, listen to you, record what you're saying. And they said, but yeah, but we're not selling that information. Really? But you're collecting it? Anyway, so if you are a high-level user and you want to take your smart TV apart to see how it works or to attempt to disable or modify the underlying software, for example, If you were to disable the eavesdropping software or make modifications to make captions easier to read for the visually impaired, you could face felony charges under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Now, that was passed in 1986. How much of a database did we have on computer then? This was 1986, Bill Clinton, and then 1998. They added on to that. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which does not protect you at all, period. Only them. And it's just like all bills. Remember, the only bill that I've ever seen that was good that was ever passed by Congress was commercials need to be the same volume as the programming. And that's it on the bills. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's our limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're going to be talking answers today, solutions. Tom DeWeese will be joining us in the next hour. Agenda 21. Agenda 21 and ICLEI. That is the United Nations regulations that are going to be shoved down our throats, already being shoved down our throats. If you've heard Jim from West Virginia, it's been mentioned many times by him because he was a victim of that. And then in the third hour, Dr. Edwin Vieira, who is an attorney who has written brilliant books, brilliant information. He'll be joining us also. And we're going to be talking in terms of solutions. His expertise is in the area of militias. NBC is buying time now. They have let go, of course, Brian Williams for 6 months, no pay, because he has really harmed NBC. He's a buffoon. You know, I don't like buffoons. You've heard me talk about it before. And he truly is a buffoon, if you ask me. Another thing that they're doing on television right now is trying to get you to think Hillary for president. They made a statement the other day, and I've been hearing it more and more often, that this memorandum of war, the one that, you know, the president wants to kill anybody, anytime, anyplace, this memorandum of war will go until the next presidential administration, like when Hillary is president. Now, that was a statement they made. I mean, in so many words. Like Hillary's administration. Oh, really? It seems to me that's about the least like person that anybody wants for president. So if she gets it, it's got to be because there were some shenanigans going on in the computer business. And the measles outbreak. It's kind of dying off, but they want you to think it's a big deal. There's now about 120 cases in 20 states. That is less than, you know, there's not even hardly one person per state. Are you kidding me? And yet cancer is every other person, but don't think about that because we don't want you to know how you got it or how you're going to get it. And think about this. United States is the most highly vaccinated country in the world. So if we have the most highly vaccinated country people in the world, then what are we going to do and how are we going to defend the idea that other people coming over here from other countries are not vaccinated? What are they going to do about that? They're acting as though it's all these unvaccinated children of parents who know the truth about vaccines that are causing the problem. Oh, no. What about the people coming through the border? Oh, and yesterday I was going to tell you that when I signed a consent form at the hospital, I had to sign it to agree to the following. This just shocked me. In big bold letters, it said, I agree to electronic surveillance. Whoa! Can you imagine seeing that? And then having to sign it if you wanted to get the test done? Isn't that amazing how they do that? And, of course, they say, well, that's just the cameras in the hospital. That just gives us the permission to do that. Oh, really? Why doesn't anybody else require that? I don't know. I'd like to know if anybody else out there has seen that. And also Powerball last night. Three winners in the $525 million Powerball. You know, I love it when I see people lining up, and I'll ask them, well, do you buy tickets all the time? Oh, no. Only when it gets up to about $250 million. Really? Like a measly $100 million wouldn't do you any good, would it? I love it. These people. Nah. I only do it when there's $250 million. Of course, day laborers that line up and get their tickets. It just amazes me. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.